This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, we are, therefore, we podcast. But first, with Labor Day looming, we decided to find out about some of the best and worst jobs in history. Who better to turn to than our expert on just about everything, Esquire magazine editor A.J. Jacobs, who's read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. A.J. joins us from Sebago Lake, Maine. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the worst jobs. Tops on the list, being a player for the Washington Generals.
Yes, or the New York Nationals, as they're now called. This is a team that plays the Harlem Globetrotters. And statistics vary, but their record is about 6 wins and 18,000 losses. So it's got to be a little bit of a discouraging way to make a living.
We have Vladimir Lenin's corpse keeper.
This is Vladimir Lenin's body has been pristinely preserved since he died in 1924, and there's a team of people whose job it is to keep it pristine. And one of the things they have to do is every couple of years they have to take him out of his suit, dunk him in a chemical bath for 2 months, put his suit back on, and then put him back in his case.
Ooh. And finally, among unappetizing jobs, professional bone picker.
Yes. If you happen to be in the Choctaw tribe, the Native American tribe, when people died, the body was picked clean by a professional bone picker who had special long fingernails.
Oh, my. And probably not a Choctaw manicurist in sight to clean them up when they were done.
That could be the second worst job.
On to the best jobs.
Yes.
19th century Supreme Court justice.
Yes, this is a pretty good job, mostly because of the hours. These guys, according to the Britannica, worked 7 or 8 weeks a year, giving them a comfortable 44 weeks of vacation, not counting sick days. But I think even better than that was a diplomat at about the same time, because there's this great letter in the Encyclopedia that Thomas Jefferson sent his Secretary of State, which is, "We have heard nothing from our ambassador in Spain for 2 years. If we do not hear from him this year, let's write him a letter." So basically, you know, your boss emails you once every 3 years. That's the equivalent.
And in Jefferson's time, I think they had to send email by horseback, right? Finally, you mentioned Goethe.
Who is most famous for writing Faust. But in addition to that, he had some other jobs. He was this is according to the Encyclopedia, he was a critic, journalist, lawyer, painter, theater manager, statesman, alchemist, soldier, astrologer, novelist, songwriter, philosopher, botanist, biologist, color theorist, and, of course, mine inspector.
A mine inspector?
Yes.
They could get Goethe to go down in the mines?
Apparently, he's, as I say, he's a talented man. He's not going to get bored. You know, if he gets bored, he quits one job, he's still got 14 or 15 left.
AJ?
Yes?
Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And a happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you.
AJ Jacobs, author of the forthcoming The Year of Living Biblically, One Man's Humble Quest to Follow the Bible as Literally as Possible.